Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati revealed to us who did not reveal Radhakund and Shyamakund.
Shyamakund over there.
Shyamakund is there, near his samadhi. This is Radhakund.
This is the Samadhi Mandir of Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Prabhujagacharya Sutera. So this is Srimad Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The Shyamakunda, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is looking over the Shyamakund. Beyond the Shyamakund is Pritukund. These are here that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started his preaching mission. From Mayapur, they're doing so much preaching that they had to carry out up to 5 bullock carts filled with letters every day. And therefore, it became imperative to have a post office here in Mayapur. They applied for Mayapur to have its own post office, and that's when the issue over the name came up that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur to put the name Sri Mayapur, meaning the original Mayapur where Lord Chaitanya lived. And some people at that time, the railway had started in Navadvip town, and So the commercial city built up over there, and the people there, the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya wasn't exactly known until Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered it. But when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established here the birthplace temple, then some competitive people thinking, well, we should have one in Navadvip. And then they claimed that, no, that's the birthplace over there. They said, this is the new Mayapur, but that's the old Mayapur, the Prachin Mayapur. And so there was a legal battle. Finally, the viceroy sent a special investigator, Lord Anderson, came here to review all the things and settle this dispute. Where was the original birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And just 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers from here, there's the 1.5 kilometer, maybe 1 kilometer, is the Chankazi Samadhi, which is right next to where his house was. And here is this Balal Digi, is the personal lake of the Balal Sen, the last Hindu emperor, the king, before the Mughal invasion. And his palace is also nearby here. So they're showing various how Lord Chaitanya's kirtan was regularly heard by the Chankazi. So if he was chanting here in Chandrasekhar's house or Shiva's Angan, it's quite likely he could hear the kirtan. But if they're chanting all the way over in Navadvip town, the kirtan sound wouldn't go so far. Like that, there's so many measurements and things that were given in the Shastra, so that Lord, he agreed, okay, this is the original, this should be the original place, this can have the name Sri Mayapur. Although Navadvip town pandits are still sour grapes. But that is, so here, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was doing his preaching. He was actually a great visionary. He said, whatever is useful in Krishna's service shouldn't be discarded as maya or as material. Right. Anything we use simply for sense gratification, which is not useful for Krishna, that we should avoid. But if it's helpful to our devotional service to Krishna, even if it's a material thing, we should still use that. So he was one of the first to get the have a Ford car. Only a few were in the whole of India, only Maharajas and the Viceroy he also had for preaching purpose. But he told them not to use the car to go out for buying medicine or anything else. You see, walk for your sense gratification, but for preaching you can take the car. So he's very strict with his sannyasis. He also had elephants, we heard, horses, two motor launches. It was very dynamic. If we were to, in early 1900s, to have all of those things, to compare with that today, we should have our own jets, ships, right? So many different things for preaching. So of course, he established that the Brihat Nidranga here, the printing press, and daily newspaper was published, the Nadia Prakash. So many different pastimes and so many activities we could discuss about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There's no limit. So here is auspicious transcendental no limit. So here is auspicious transcendental body was laid. Srila Prabhupada was feeling it would have been nicer to have a much bigger temple for his glorification, since his contribution to the Sampradaya is inconceivable. But be as it may, this is the temple as it stands today. And if you're very fortunate to be here, you can pray at his lotus feet for the blessings to be able to preach Krishna consciousness, to practice Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said sometime the grandfather, great-grandfather, gurus have a very special mercy for their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and in this way they are very mercifully disposed. So we pray for the blessings to be Krishna conscious and develop love for Krishna, to have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, be able to spread the Sankirtan movement. Nitai Gaura Sitanathi Mande.
Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki. As Maharaj has so wonderfully explained, the contribution of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's preaching cannot be explained in mortal words. One example which we all know, which I feel it would be auspicious to meditate upon in this holy place, was many years ago in the early 1920s, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he left Mayapur to preach. After Srila Bhakti Vinod and Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji left this world, he was so much immersed in separation. He was feeling he should just spend his whole life chanting the holy name of Krishna, immersed in the loving pastimes of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But it was his father, Thakur Bhakti Vinod's desire to spread the glories of Mahaprabhu's teachings throughout India and throughout the world. So So he left this holy place that we are now sitting in, the Dham of Mayapur, to go to Calcutta, perhaps the most opposite conceivable atmosphere. And there he started a small temple. The address was 1 Ultadanga Junction Road. Perhaps we'll have time in a few days to visit that place. And every evening on the rooftop, he would sit and give class from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And one day, a young man of the name Abhay Charan, being persuaded by his friend, came to meet this great sadhu. And as Abhay Charan, who later became His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, bowed down, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had such deep vision to recognize who our Srila Prabhupada was. And he told him, "You are an intelligent young man. You should spread the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English language all over the world." That instruction was the seed planted in our Srila Prabhupada's heart. And the potency, the power of that word, that art order, became the life and soul of our Guru Maharaj. And for years and years and years, he simply meditated on those words. And when he was 70 years old and he went to New York City, all he had was those words of his guru. He had no money, he had no friends, he had no support, he had nothing in America. He only had faith in the words of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. That the world is in dire need for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You spread the glories of the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada used to tell us that there's never a moment when I am not remembering my spiritual master. He gave all credit to this wonderful international movement, opening temples in every continent in the planet Earth, millions of books being distributed. But he gave all credit to that one instruction which imbibed the divine grace of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And it is because of the seed that he planted by his causeless mercy that we are all here today. We are eternally indebted to our grandfather or our great-grandfather's spiritual master. Om Vishnupad Paramhans, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we should know that he is living. He is living in his words. He is living in his divine grace. And he is living in the hearts of all those who are sincerely trying to be Krishna conscious. So let us very sincerely offer our heartfelt prayers at his lotus feet. Whenever Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was greeted, he would reply by saying, "Dasosmi." This means, "I am your servant." And when he wanted to test who a real Vaishnava was, sometimes he would ask them, "Are you a devotee of Krishna?" And if they would say yes, he wouldn't have time for such a person. But if they would say, "I am a devotee of the servants of Krishna," then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati would take them seriously.
Arriva!
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 Arriva! So let us pray at his lotus feet that we can dedicate our lives exclusively to be the servant of the servant of his beloved servants. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Few people come, they let you. When the whole group come, they're afraid. So many things have gone missing.
Yeah, this...
Oh, where the gumchas are hanging. Over there in the center, he has a room. It's his study with so many collection of books. And then there's his bedroom. And he would... I think this front veranda was added later, but... There's a very place where he was residing. It's called Bhakti Bhavan, the house of devotion. There's a poem to his glories. Jai Jai Joy, Joy, Paramahansa Mahasoy, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Goshami Thakur Joy, Parama Karunamoy, Dino Hino Agatir Gati, Nilachale Hoya Udoy, Sigorda Mandale Asi, Prema Bhakti Porokashi, Jive Nasila Bhava Bhoy. All glories to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. All glories to this great Goswami who is totally filled with causeless mercy for the devote, for the fallen souls. He has shown the way for the misguided and hopeless people. He appeared in the holy land of Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, and he came to the Gaur Mandala, land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and has expanded the flood of Prema Bhakti. He has destroyed the fear of birth and death of the conditioned souls by his preaching. Jayo Vishnupad Paramahansa Prudraka Acharya Sutera Sadasi Sima Chira Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura
Jai!
Chira Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki
Jai!
Nitai Gaura Sitamapi Mandi
Jai!